Hi Linda, and thank you for joining us today on Future Radio. I'm just very curious about Volunteer Week and what Voluntary Norfolk is doing about Volunteer Week.
Okay, well, volunteering is absolutely central to what Voluntary Norfolk does. We've got four volunteer centres in Norwich, in Cromer, Yarmouth and Thetford, and a team of volunteer coordinators, and they're organising all kinds of events to celebrate Volunteer Week, which is all about saying thank you to people who volunteer. So we've got everything from a karaoke session for volunteers planned to just coffee mornings where people can get together, and a rhododendron walk, hoping that the sun stays out so people can enjoy being outside as well. So a variety of ways to say thank you to people.
And how strong is volunteering in Norwich and Norfolk generally?
It's actually very strong. The Norwich Volunteer Centre is the busiest in the county, and we recruit many hundreds of volunteers every year for a whole variety of other charities. So part of our job is to recruit volunteers for other voluntary organisations and community groups, and part of our job is to use volunteers ourselves, and they work as community befrienders to isolated people all over Norwich and the rest of Norfolk.
And how forthcoming are people to come and volunteer? I mean, do they want to come and volunteer because they want to help, or do they come and do it sort of for their own reasons, or what impression do you get?
I think there are probably as many different reasons as there are volunteers, but wanting to help people is a really, really common thing that people say to us, which is obviously great. We're finding quite a number of people now, because the situation with employment is so difficult, young people are coming to volunteer because they're finding it quite difficult to find their first jobs. And so they're taking the initiative. They're coming to us and saying they can build their CVs by gaining experience through volunteering. And it keeps them busy, gives them new skills, and gets them some experience out there in various different settings. And people who might be facing redundancy or early retirement, using volunteering to keep active, keep involved in their community, and sometimes changing direction as well. So, for instance, somebody who'd always worked in one line of work, for instance, office work, but thinking, in fact, what I'd really like to do is learn to work with older people, may come and volunteer to experience work with older people and see if they really like it.
I wanted to ask you about that, about the current situation with the jobs market and things like that. I mean, do you think that it sort of cheapens volunteering if people are kind of just volunteering for their own reasons, you know, if they want to get experience or they need to get a job, or and they see that volunteering is the only way they can widen their CV? Do you see a problem with that, or do you think that's okay?
No, I think it's a real positive. I think it's quite difficult for people, particularly people who are struggling to find work and employment at the moment. And I think volunteering is a really positive step into that. So all sorts of people use it. So I said young people, people who are facing changes in their lives, and also people who, for various reasons, have been a long, long way from employment for a long time, if they've perhaps had some mental illness or had some difficulty in their private lives, then they can use volunteering as a step back towards going out to work. So we see that as a real positive. And it also, while they're volunteering, they're helping out the community as well.
Okay. Obviously, you've got a very wide range of age groups. How wide is the range of voluntary organisations that you kind of put people into?
Absolutely enormous. We work in every year with around 750 voluntary organisations across the county, advertising their volunteering opportunities for them. And the variety is enormous. I think one of the most unusual ones we had recently was an organisation that organises ghost walks, and they were looking for volunteer ghosts, which is quite an unusual opportunity to advertise.
Very good. I don't know that anybody, that sounds like a cracking volunteer opportunity to do, to be honest. That's super. Oh, and if people want to get involved, Linda, where do they go?
They can actually contact us at Voluntary Norfolk. They can come to our website, which is www.voluntarynorfolk.org.uk, and they will find volunteering opportunities on the site, and they'll also find all the phone numbers for their local voluntary coordinators as well. So that's a great place to come.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for speaking to us today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Cheers.